Yes, you're listening to RTU 98.5. Now, I'm going to throw you back to May this year. And you might remember... it was April, actually. I'm going to throw you all the way back to April. And a New Zealand favourite band, The Unclear, released the album A Kingdom in a Cul-de-Sac, which you would have heard plenty on this station. Well, they are finally going on tour to celebrate the release of that album. And I am delighted to have on the line with me right now from the band, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Marina. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely good this morning.
Good, yeah, great. how's life? What's been going on?
Life is good. We've been finally on our New Zealand release tour for this album, so that's good. Shows have been great, and yeah, it's good to have it out. Great to be playing shows again in New Zealand.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, let's go back to April. Absolutely love this album. It's brilliant. And I feel like it was beloved by quite a number of people. Did you get a good reception to it?
Yeah, it's been good, eh? It's kind of like a complicated overall album because it was a mashup of old songs. Well, you know, a combination of old songs and new songs that were re-released for overseas market. So kind of to give all of those a second life has been awesome. And, you know, and I think that also it's reached a lot of people in New Zealand because of the re-release that didn't catch them the first time around.
Yeah, interesting.
So we have seen a lot of a renewed interest in those songs, which has been really cool.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. And of course, do you often find they kind of, once you've performed these songs live or in front of an audience, that they kind of take on a new meaning or a life of their own? Do you find that?
Yeah. I've always thought that about recording, you know, that it's just this snapshot of a song at the time, and I never want to be beholden to reproducing it in the way that it's been recorded, like, live. I think our songs generally bump up the BPM a bit live just because of you're frothing a bit and there's energy in the room.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and I'd like to, you know, you got to keep it interesting for yourself. I'd try and tweak melodies or introduce new parts, and I think that's okay. I think things evolve and things change, and that keeps it interesting for us, and hopefully keeps it interesting for people that maybe have heard those songs before. Hopefully that's the case, rather than them wanting it just like a copy of what they've heard.
Very interesting. Very interesting to hear. And how have because you've played Auckland and Wellington so far, how were they?
So good. You don't know. It's been a while since we have toured New Zealand, so you never know what the reception is going to be like. And I think that's the one thing I feel really that I can say and be really proud of with this band is that people stick with us, and they have for, you know, a number of years, and new people are becoming interested in the band as well. So those shows have been really a good energy, a good kind of reconnection with our audience. I think both those shows have been really well attended, and really we've had a great time just playing on stage, you know.
And you have great music to dance to as well. Like, that's it's a powerful part of it. Now, what was I going to ask? Now, since I last talked to you, you've been to France. Pray tell, how was France? Oh, hello.
Hi there.
Oh.
Are you back?
Oh, we lost you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I'm you're right. No, I was saying, since we last talked, I believe you've been to France.
Yeah.
And toured over there. How was that?
Yeah, it was really an amazing experience. So we had 3 weeks based out of Paris and played 2 shows in Paris, one down in Nantes, and did a bunch of media and interviews. And for the large part, it was, you know, it was pretty relaxed. We weren't, like, on the road every day. There was a lot of opportunity to go and just explore the city and during the day and sort of, I don't know, play tourist a little bit. So that was, you know, I was very conscious of that. This, you know, I'm not going to probably get that opportunity.
Yeah,
again,
yeah.
Just be in one spot for 3 weeks to explore, you know.
No, that's really rare, particularly on, well, yeah, any time you go overseas, you're not really in the in one place for that long. What is your, would you say you guys have some celebrity status in France?
The word celebrity I would dodge, but I think they have been very receptive, and I think the media has been really interested, and I think there's an affinity for New Zealand music in France.
Ah, interesting.
They seem to just, I don't know, they're drawn to the fact that we're from New Zealand. I think there's a lot of, actually we ran into a lot of interest there's a big pocket of sort of flying nun interest from Paris, and I think they've still really got a strong thread between in the indie scene, you know.
Man, you would never think, hey, that flying nun has fans in France. It's wild. I love that so much.
Yeah, I bumped into, well, the head programmer of this radio station, FYP, came into our show, and he was talking to me about you know, JPSC and the Bats and these kind of bands that, you know, you would have had no idea that were well known
in
Paris, you know.
And you can add yourselves to that list now.
Well, at least I know he loves.
I was in France for a period last year, and I mean, the standout for me was the food. I mean, there's some insane food.
Yeah, I just really enjoyed the culture of having a meal, having a wine at lunchtime with everyone.
Oh, I know. It's brilliant.
I personally, like, wasn't as explorative, mate, as our drummer Stu would just eat anything, and it was, like, stuff I couldn't look at kind of thing.
Why is it always the drummers? No offence to drummers, but they're brave eaters.
I don't know. But, like, I don't know. Guy's adventurous, and he has an iron gut, so, yeah. But, so, yeah, the food. Food was bloody incredible, yeah.
Did you try snails, at least?
Nah, I didn't, but I definitely observed our guitarist Theo eating snails.
Right, yeah.
And I was not appetized by it.
Nah, they're not the prettiest thing to eat, no. I'll be honest.
No,
I'll be honest.
Delivered in shell, you know, it's... I mean, I thought I was kind of an adventurous eater, but it turns out I'm really not.
Yeah, I have my comfort zone. Thank you. I'll stick to that.
I mean, I was peeling the legs off a prawn. That was plenty for me. You know?
Now, what are the crowds like over there? Because in my, no offense to any French people listening, but, you know, I kind of, in my head, they're always like a tad snobbish because, you know, they have high standards. They're classy people.
I know, yeah.
What were the crowds like?
So we had interesting shows. So our first, our release show really was, that was our show, was at a venue called Supersonic, and you know, it was really, it's a good venue for people that just that you know, it's a well-known venue, so people go, and it was, you know, all of the shows, there wasn't that kind of stand back thing. Everyone was just up, ready to go, and actually I found them really, they were really receptive. We got good applause and cheering after songs. I didn't find that snobbish aspect at all.
Oh, hell yeah.
We had one weird, a show down in Nantes where we opened for a band called Felled Up, and this band became big because the guy was a YouTuber telling horror stories. The audience, so it was this sort of, I don't know what, 1,200 cap venue, I think, that they sold out in Nantes. And the audience was kind of, you could tell they were more of a YouTuber audience than a
right, yeah.
usual kind yeah. of music audience. and one of the markers of that was the amount of Instagram stories that came out of it, you know? You're like, yeah. Wow, all of these people had their phones out.
Yeah, right, right. Okay, yeah.
But they were super into it, you know? And I think actually it's pretty cool that this guy has brought all these people into a, you know, a live music arena to convert them from YouTube followers to, you know, live goers.
Yeah, yeah, doing the Lord's work, yeah.
Absolutely.
And how is your French?
Ah, c'est bien. It's a bit poor, but I was only when I got there and I started like having to use it that I realized I knew a lot more than I did. And I feel like it's so hard to learn when you're not immersed, and
yeah,
going there
yeah.
and having to use it for 3 weeks was like, actually you pick it up really quick, and noticing how other people use it in a supermarket queue, how they're saying, ah, oh, say la, blah, blah, blah. And you go, oh, I can use that in this context or whatever. And I think you just pick up so much more by just observing other people in a cafe or having to order your coffee in a boulangerie or whatever.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh, look at you using the lingo. what I love about this is we managed to talk about Auckland, Wellington, and France, but we haven't addressed Christchurch.
The very important
city I'm currently in, and you're going to be playing in 8 days. 8 days time. Yeah. You're going to be here in Ōtautahi, playing at Space Academy. What should the audience be expecting?
Well, we are, so it's promoting this, well, it's party release for this album, really. So we're touching a lot of points of the album, which is kind of across our, you know, our past few albums. So. So really there's new stuff, there's kind of the older stuff that people will be familiar with already, and we've got two really fantastic supports. We've got our mates along, Emily Fairlight Band and This Dog, so we're really...
Oh, whoa, that is
for
good.
For us, it's going to be a very... a viewer's delight, let's say.
Yeah, yeah, damn, that is going to be a really good show. That's a great lineup. Well,
yes.
Where can people get tickets, by the way, for that?
Under the radar, we're about 3/4 sold, so there's a few left under the radar, and if there are any left over for door, we will announce that on our social media.
Lovely, lovely. Well, final question for you. If people want to keep up to date what you guys are doing or where you're traveling, what European country has adopted you now. Are you on social media? Can people follow you anywhere?
Yeah, so we do Insta and Facebook, but I'm trying to get our TikTok going. We're starting around with that, so if you're on that as well. I'm not really sure how to work it yet in terms of what content people like, but you know.
TikTok's hard, man.
It's hard.
If it makes you feel any better, I've had quite a number of artists recently bring that up and mention they're trying to get into TikTok. And every single one of them goes, oh, but it's quite hard. So you're not alone, don't worry.
There's only so many videos I can take of myself in the car, you know.
Oh, I know, and bloody, there are so many little things you can do on TikTok once you've taken a video. It's too confusing.
Yeah, it is confusing. Autocut, I don't know. What?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you don't know, why are you automatically cutting? You don't know what I want cut.
Exactly. I don't want that thing to spin around. Yeah.
Michael, as usual, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm absolutely delighted to see you guys play next week. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. And you might be able to hear my 2-year-old warbling in the background. So yeah. We're ready to go for the day.
No, that's all right. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Take care. And thanks a lot for having me. And thanks, RDU.